And so the men were brought to examination. And they that sat upon the council asked them again whence they came, whither they went, and what they did there in such an unusual garb. The men answered them as they had before, and pleaded that they had given no cause for such an uproar. But they that were appointed to examine them did not believe them to be any other than bedlams and mad, or else such as came to put the fair into confusion. Therefore they took them and beat them, and besmeared them with dirt, and then put them into the cage, that they might be made a spectacle for all the men of the fair.
Friend faithful, how is thy courage
to judge by appearances? Not good.
My thoughts as well.
But to judge by the word of him that cannot lie, we have cause for great joy.
How so?
In that we are counted worthy to be partakers in his sufferings.
Aye. 'Tis the supreme measure of our Lord's trust in us. Only let us keep our face turned toward the cross, that by beholding we may become changed.
And behave ourselves as befits his children.
Well, hello there. Top of the morning to you. Do ye find your cage to be comfortable?
Greetings, good realtor.
Now don't go about calling me good when thou believest not one word of it.
He was only returning a polite greeting.
Ah, so I take that to mean that it is I who should be blamed. Then, here, perhaps a handful of mud will mend thy manners. And here, have some more.
Good day.
Greetings, hopeful.
I say, dear realtor, why dost thou treat these helpless ones so roughly?
Because they do constantly and purposely add insult to injury.
From what I have observed of them, these are no more than men of peace, who seek merely to pass through our town. They have neither said nor done anything to warrant such foul treatment at our hands.
What? Are you also deceived? Can any good thing come out of the city of destruction?
But just behold their gentle manner and kind words. Oh, good day, Reverend.
I could not help but overhear your conversation.
Good. Then you can give us your opinion of the matter.
Dear hopeful, dost thou not know that in defending these base men thou dost accuse us?
That certainly was not my intention, dear pastor. I was only...
Intentional or no, the effect is the same. We have found these men to be insurrectionists and plotters of the worst sort.
I cannot believe this to be true. These men are quiet and sober, and do not return evil for evil, but contrarywise blessing. There are many that trade here in the fair that are far more deserving of punishment than these be.
You do not understand the issue, friend. A man may be a base and foul opium fiend, and yet, having found his place here in vanity, may cause no great harm. Those who abhor his ways avoid him, while those who seek for escape find him out and enter his smoky den.
He doeth much to destroy the very heart of our youth. It is he who should be put in a cage rather than these sort.
No, you still do not understand. These men are come to upset the balance of nature. They, by their words and affected behavior, do put even the best of us vanitarians to shame, and so do cause insult, guilt, fear, and anger. Their message is divisive.
Their message is full of hope.
You see, now you and I are hard at it. Men who earlier were closest friends.
Only because thou dost deal with these men unjustly.
So, now thou hast joined them in their false charges. Thou art become more deserving of punishment than they.
Good sir, do not seek to defend us. Our God will stand by our side.
Nay, but I intend that justice shall be done here.
As do I.
Good day, Brother Honest.
And to you.
In so saying, thou dost call me unjust? For which thing I strike thee. Take that!
This calls for my staff upon thy crown!
Oh! Violent knave, take that in return!
And that?
Down with him!
joiners of false teachers.
Kill them.
Knaves.
Irreligious wretches.
Into the mud with them.
Hang them in the pillory.
They are worse than those in the cage. Take that.
Hold. What be the cause of this uproar?
Look and see.
Ah, so 'tis the men in the cage, huh? Ye have not yet learned your lesson, I see. Even from within your cage, you cause still riot and revolution. Well, perhaps a few blows from the scourge will soften down your foul language. Sergeant?
Sir!
Beat those knaves without mercy, and then hang irons upon them.
Yes, sir!
If kindness and gentleness will not do the trick, perhaps more rigorous measures will.
Come on, knaves, to the post with ye!
These men be not worthy of stripes.
Nay, but rather of honor.
Best to cease these deceitful words, lest we cause thee to join these men in their punishment.
And so they beat them pitifully, and hanged irons upon them, and led them in chains up and down the fair, for an example and terror to others, lest any should speak in their behalf or join themselves unto them. But Christian and Faithful behaved themselves yet more wisely, and received the ignominy and shame that were cast upon them with so much meekness and patience that it won to their side several men of the fair. This put the other party in yet a greater rage, insomuch that they concluded that neither cage, nor irons, nor torture should serve their end, but that they should die for the abuse they had done in deluding the men of Vanity Fair. Then were they put into the cage again, with feet in stocks, until they could make ready to have a trial by jury.
Ah, dear Faithful, how goes it with thee?
Truly I can tell all my bones. I have given my back to the smiters, and they have plucked out the beard.
And so too with me. My every move causes more pain. And yet there is greater pain in trying to hold still.
But surely we have great cause to sing and rejoice in that the Lord Jesus hath given us grace to behave ourselves as he would have done.
Aye, indeed, I never felt his presence so near as when the scourge was tearing my back.
And we have cause to rejoice that Hopeful and Honest, and many more, are studying the words of life on cause of our example.
Aye. I have great hopes that they may join us on pilgrimage.
'Tis true, the saying of the ancient martyr.
Which?
That which saith, the blood of martyrs is seed. The more of us you mow down, the more of us that spring up.
Aye, 'tis true indeed. And we be more privileged than they, in that we can already see promise of a harvest of souls springing forth from our afflictions.
Which are light, and but for a moment.
My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that she may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing.
Ah, blessed words from our brother James.
Aye, but do tell my brother Faithful, which of us do you suppose will shed his lifeblood on this field of battle?
I trow it shall be thee, for thou art more able to bear it than I.
I would covet such a fate, but God only knoweth which of us can bring most honor to his name by his demise. Let us only commit the keeping of our souls into the hands of he who knoweth best and doeth well.